hey.
Hey.
How we doing?
We doing good.
Are we though? Guys.
We lost a little audio, and now we're here again.
We legit sat here and recorded almost the whole episode, and when we pressed save, it only saved the first minute, so.
It's okay. We're still so excited.
We're gonna do fine. Okay. I don't even know where to start. I'm so pissed off.
This month we read The Silent Patient to set off, you know, the spooky vibes, thriller vibes for the month of October. Mm-hmm. And it was so good. It delivered everything that I wanted.
We're so excited to like break this whole book down because mm-hmm. it was honestly amazing.
So The Silent Patient is a shocking psychological thriller of a woman's act of violence against her husband and the therapist with uncovering her motive. Mm-hmm. And that is perfectly
hitting
put.
The nail on the head. That was great. It's like enough to where it's not too much and it's not too little. Like you know exactly what the book is going to be all
about. Yeah, and I hope everybody read it before listening to this because it's going to feel nothing but spoilers because really you find out in the middle of the book that you're trying to find out who killed Gabriel.
The entire time.
Yeah.
The entire time mm-hmm. I was fishing. I was like, I know exactly who it is. Oh, yeah. Nope. Like,
because
just kidding.
It starts off with Alicia, Theo, the psychotherapist, starts off wanting to find out why Alicia is silent. And what happened? Like, why did she kill her husband? So that kind of sets the whole environment of the book. Like, okay, we're in this mystery with you. Mm-hmm. We are doing detective work.
I felt like I was on his team.
Yeah, I did too. Until you're not.
Until you're not. Then you're like, you're a little sketch monster.
Okay, so overall rating. Mm-hmm. I'll give this one a 5 out of 5. I really didn't dislike pretty much nothing of this book. It was written so well. It delivered everything I wanted. I haven't read a thriller since I was in fifth grade.
A little goosebump book?
Yeah. Or Nancy Drew. Like, you know, like she was a detective.
Yeah.
So it was really new territory for me. I've been only reading romance novels and like memoirs. So it was very intoxicating. I couldn't put it down. I loved it all.
I definitely gave it a 4 out of 5. Mm-hmm. Only reason because there was no emotional like ties mm-hmm. to any of the relationships. Like that for me it's a big thing.
Yeah, you
like
want
I
more.
Need to have it doesn't need to be super romance or like super romantic, but I need you to build a solid foundation for these relationships because then when the cheating comes in and like somebody dying comes in, you honestly feel
you
like
want to feel attached.
Yeah. I want to feel attached. I want you to create like make it memorable for me.
Right.
Both emotional and like
passionate.
Yes.
I get that. So yeah, what I liked about the book the most is that there were so many stories within one. We had pretty much 3 stories. We had Alicia and her husband Gabriel. We had Theo and his wife, Kathy, and then you had the story of Theo being Alicia's therapist.
And then little mini like stories about each character.
And there was not one point of confusion. It was written so well. Like
very well. It blended perfectly. Perfectly.
Yeah, you never had to, like, oh, what happened then? Like, trying to remember parts. It really kept you always, like, remembering what you just read.
Yeah, and like I told you, the past and present situation, like, you jump from past and present, and you're not once confused. But, again, they laid a very nice foundation from the beginning of the book that you're like, okay, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to guess who's who and who did what. And
yes.
He goes in, you know, Alicia gives a little bit of the journal entries in the beginning, so you kind of, like, start getting to know her a little bit and where mm-hmm. she stands mentally. And then, you know, the first, I think it was, what, 10 chapters? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 10,
I don't know,
chapters.
Because also the book is written
in parts.
Three different parts. And each part starts off at chapter 1.
Yeah.
And again, so
exactly.
I can't
so,
remember.
Like, the first 10 chapters, I think it was just Theo going about, like, his life and how he got to being a therapist and why he was so into wanting to, you know, be a therapist for Alicia.
Yeah.
That, again, builds a good foundation. And then throughout the book, Alicia's entries come in, like, sprinkling crumbs to where it builds mm-hmm. up the rest of the chapters going into it.
What I didn't like was I just wish we had more Kathy. Because we are in Alicia's head, we're in Theo's head. I kind of wish in some parts that we were in Kathy's head. At least, you know, And we find out that she's cheating on her husband. Like, what was her motive behind that? What was she unhappy about with Theo? And
oh my God, they do. They never mention it.
Yeah, they never mention it. Like, we never know why she is, like, so willingly cheating on her husband.
And he, as he's talking about the relationship with Kathy, he's painting, like, rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah, like she's a
they met each other. Yeah, they met each other, and it was an instant spark. You know, well,
she,
again, hold on. We have to backtrack because.
And she filled a void for him.
But remember, you lose him how you get him, because at that point he was dating someone and she was dating someone, and then they kind of had that initial spark. They both broke things up.
Yep. You lose him how you get him.
Yep.
That is true, actually. Good point. I didn't think about that. But I kind of wish we had some more of Kathy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could say.
All we know was she was an actress, and she was
and
very
a good
high
actress
energy.
At that, because she was...
She was messy, though. Leaving her laptop with all the emails, messy, right. Girl. Come on.
But she was so good at, like, still caring about him, and then meeting Gabriel, which we now know is Gabriel, in the park. Like, she award-winning actress.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Spice level for this one.
Zero.
0 out of 0.
If I could give it a negative 0.1, I definitely would.
There was absolutely no spice. We got maybe a passionate kiss. Oh, we did get a sex scene. And it was...
Sure. Quote-unquote sex scene.
Yeah, one sex scene. And it was between Gabriel and Kathy. And it was... In my head, I painted it in Central Park because... Theo was describing all the branches and all the sticks he had to get.
For me, it was Twilight. It was Twilight, like, up in the forest, and they were hooking up, and Theo's following them on top of everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a spicy scene. We just made it into a spicy scene because he's like, I can hear her moaning.
Right.
And they're hooking up, but, like, never did he describe if he saw something.
No.
What they were doing. Like,
nothing.
I just imagined that she was, you know, holding onto a tree and Buddy was in back of her going to town.
Damn, the tree? That sounds spicy.
I mean, but see, again, I'm making that up. I'm making
your
that up. I want there to be spice there.
So there was no spice, but there was Thriller, but no spice.
No spice whatsoever. Again, these are the type of things that were lacking for me. Like, the emotional connection between relationships and the spice, that's kind of why I bumped it down to a 4.
Yeah, it's new territory for us, like... Mystery, psychological thriller? Yeah, no, never read one of these. But.
Yeah, because the other two thriller books that I've read have spice, and they also have, like, you feel how connected they are to each other, and, like, you get why they're still together in relationships.
Lacking and, of course, even if it's a thriller, no matter what book it is, we're going to do Zodiac signs.
Absolutely. Let's start with the main character herself, Alicia.
Okay, Alicia, we learn actually what sign is she, because her birthday passes in the book, and she's a Leo.
Definitely main character energy.
Yeah, I see Leo is perfect for her because we find out that everybody's in love with her, and everybody's connected in a certain way, and she's very...
And even without her trying.
Right, because we don't know so much, we don't know too much about
her. It's
like,
not like she's this
she
glamorous
looks.
Girl,
yes.
She comes in with high energy, she's very, like, out there. No, she's... Simply herself,
yeah,
and
we don't
for
know
whatever
much.
Reason, she lights up everybody's room.
Yeah, everybody loves her, like everybody, even her therapist Theo.
I might love her.
I mean, I love her too. She's a Leo. Okay, so Theo, I gave him an Aquarius. Mm-hmm. He has that mystery factor and just like an odd vibe to him that you can't really read him or his intentions ever. So I immediately thought Aquarius because that's the type of characters there. You know, they always have kind of like a mystery to them. It's like, what are you
I feel
thinking?
Like that's very air sign.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was a Gemini.
Yeah.
Because I can never gauge him. He was one person one minute, then another person the next. So
and
I was like,
those characters
oh my god,
well.
Like what personality am I gonna get right now?
Yeah. And he played those roles?
And he kept
girl. He played those roles well.
Listen here. He definitely was an actor. He was learning way too much from his wife.
Yeah, definitely. I can see both Aquarius and Gemini for that. Mm-hmm. And Kathy, she gave me Aries vibes because her smart and aggressive, passive aggressive remarks really just gave me Aries. Like, she knew
with no remorse.
Yeah, she knew what to say to get under his skin, and it always did. He was pissed off, but
and she gave
he hit it so well.
Yeah, but she gave zero Fs.
No, for sure. No, she was like, okay, yeah, we'd had like those comments.
And maybe if you weren't high all the time.
Yes, like somebody's mom, like really came.
Like, girl, let's Hold on, hold on.
You're cheating.
You're
on
coming
me.
For my fucking throw, and you're out here getting railed in the forest?
Right. I don't know how Theo this long, like, he never confronted her about it. And actually...
Yeah, you have to be, wow, thick.
Thick.
Thick skin.
He only tries to confront her about it when we find out.
I thought he was.
Me too.
Like, at one point where he was describing how annoyed and how frustrated he was, especially mm-hmm. after reading all the emails and her coming back and calling him
a wee head.
I was like, please break. Please, just snap. Just snap on her and tell her.
Yeah, and now thinking about it, he always knew it was Gabriel.
No.
But I'm saying he knew already, like, oh, I guess no, at the email, but he knew, like, in present time that it was Gabriel, and he was still, like, being in a whole relationship with Kathy, mm-hmm. which is also crazy. This is another reason why I gave him a crazy vibes. It was crazy how he can just check in and check out of his life. Like, he'll have a terrible night with Kathy and then show up to therapy the next day, like, it's
beautiful. I'm here for, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
He spent the whole night at Central Park. And he went to work the next day.
Hearing his wife get railed, and he was like, you know what? I got therapy to do.
I'm here for Alicia. Yeah. Like, how? That
Where's my girl at?
That was sick. Sick. Anybody else you gave a...
I mean, John Felix definitely, mm-hmm. like, resonated with me. And I 100% gave him a Pisces because he was so creative and passionate mm-hmm. and, like, caring with Alicia
right.
that he 100% gave me Pisces. And I was sort of attached to him. I don't understand why everybody was so, like... angry with him.
Me too.
Or like an asshole with
him. Right. That's how I felt too. I was like, why all of a sudden, like, everybody hates him? Like, out of nowhere, like, Gabriel hates him. Alicia's like, okay, I need to stop being his friend.
I feel like it was because people kind of gauged him to be taking advantage of her, like, using her for her artwork and for his gallery. But yeah. I think it was that he was so in love and, like, stunned by her. With how creative she yeah. was, that it made him actually love her
yeah.
and, like, care for her. I don't know, but I thought he was such a sweetheart.
I didn't.
And everybody was
no, I didn't at first because he was, like, being rude to Theo and at this
Well, girl, if somebody's coming up to you and telling yeah. you, like, accusing you of you possibly killing somebody that was your best friend, like, yeah. girl.
This was before no. the second, I'm saying the first time that he went to the gallery, he was already snippy. So I was, like, at this time I was... Team Theo, you know what I mean? I didn't see...
He also gave me very spicy, like, gay vibes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes they're not with the
yeah,
BS.
Yeah, no, I liked him. But I was like, okay, you're really... I don't know if you were really Alicia's best friend or not, you know?
But he really made an impact when he was like, get her to paint. If yeah. you want to get her to talk, get her to paint.
And that's where...
That's a real bestie. He's like, I know how my best friend's going to function.
Yeah, and that's where the book took a turn. You know, that's when Alicia painted... the picture of her and Theo, mm-hmm. Of him carrying her
out of a burning building, out yeah. of the burning building,
yeah, out of the clinic,
the cove, no,
the grove. And I like, what did you think of the picture? I was just like, what is the meaning behind it? Because at this point, when the picture was painted, we didn't know the truth, and I was like, does Alicia really think that he's saving her? You know, from where she's no. most upset at.
I think it was that he was going to burn the place down yeah. before and take her from there before she could say anything.
Yeah, I mean, now we know for sure. But
or maybe he just wanted to run away with her.
I mean, everybody I did think that
he was obsessed with her.
Again. Like,
which, whoa. Again, yeah, I think I get where, you know, as therapists, you kind of think that you get so emotionally mm-hmm. attached with them that mm-hmm. you think you might be falling in mm-hmm. love, but it's because you're getting emotionally invested. But I did not think that at all. I thought he was just this crazy psycho that wanted to be the one to get a gold star on his chest. Like, yes. I want to be the one that gets Alicia
to talk.
And
that's what I thought his motives were the entire time. He's like...
Selfish.
Yeah, and like, I want this award. I want to be the one to heal her. And then we also know that... It was also another motive behind that he needed to, like, pretty much get this job done to keep the hospital open.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there was a lot riding on it, and that's what I thought his motives were. And
clearly they were not. Clearly his motive was just to see
himself.
No, how much she remembers yeah. and if, you know, she did remember or notice that it was him. Okay, so what did we think about the setting of this book?
I loved it. First of all, it takes place in England, and mm-hmm. obsessed with anything UK. Did it have an accent in the audio?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
It did.
Love that.
Oh, and Theo sounded Shawshank.
Oh, because it talks into. Oh, because he's like the.
Oh, they all. Yeah. So he has his own voice, mm-hmm. right? And he speaks for almost all the characters except Alicia.
Oh, how was Alicia's voice?
You know, sensual, cute. Oh, she's a kitty.
Cute. I love that. Oh my god, I can't believe they like. I tried one audio and I literally could never.
No, this one I needed to hear the audio. I love that. Oh, I needed to.
I love that they all had their voices because mm-hmm. I guess it's, they do have their own point of views in the book.
It's so different because, again, I've read thrillers before and I've physically read the book. And listening to this audiobook just for being like a thriller, 10 out of 10. I will never, ever read a thriller again, like physically read it. I will be listening to the audio.
And I only thought of the movie Girl Interrupted. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Watch it, please. It's so good. It's
adding to my list right now.
It takes place kind of in the same. Like, they're in a sane asylum, and there's the movie's about each character and why they're there, and their stories. It's so good. Brittany Murphy's also in it. It is 10 out of 10. Like, it's such a good movie. So I'm immediately
perfect little movie to watch in October.
I know, right? Kind of goes into it. It has a really good meaning to it at the end. So I put myself in that like hospital clinical dark environment.
Did you put yourself in Seattle?
I did think gloomy and also
what? I thought Twilight. Immediately I thought Twilight.
Of course anything goes back to Twilight. I loved how the weather was such a big role in this.
Oh, 100%. The rain, the snow, the
everything. Heat wave. Yeah. He was so descriptive. The author was so descriptive about making it such a point, and it kind of was like a poetic aspect to it. You know,
it tied everything together.
Yeah, it did. It's like Alicia went through all this during a heat wave, and then when she was already at the Grove and he was her therapist, it was like
snowing.
Yeah, it was like the winter season. It was mm-hmm. rain or snow, and it really set like the dark vibes of it all. So I love the setting. Mm-hmm. It was
good.
It was really good. It really like painted a picture in my head, and I love descriptive books because when you open a book or you start reading again, you put yourself in there and you think about
it. It's not like TV. Like TV, you're actually seeing what's going on, what setting mm-hmm. you're in. If a book isn't descriptive with like facial expressions, with feelings, mm-hmm. with... I love when they go into, I went into a room and like the door was barely open mm-hmm. and there was rust and there was whatever. Like if you're not giving me that, I'm thinking you're walking into a plain white. Like walled room. Like it just doesn't give the.
And it's like a dud. It doesn't deliver like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like a book is supposed to like make you like in your imaginary. Picture. Yeah. So I love the setting of it. It was.
Chef's kiss. I know. Like, chef's kiss.
Loved it. Okay, what was your favorite line or quote in the book?
Oh, girl, hold on. Let me pull up my notes.
Of course. Ugh. Liz and I had the same favorite line that we both highlighted. I highlighted a lot of other ones, but this was definitely the first one that took the cake.
Yeah, definitely. So then this was, of course, our little gem, Ruth. This is when he goes to seek her for therapy for... what's her name? Kathy? Mm-hmm. Kathy cheating on him. And, like, he's telling her everything that's going on, and she basically is like, you know, you're used to the chaos. Like, you need to, like, slow down. Like, she basically runs through a whole session with him, but at the end, she's like, about love, about how we often mistaken love for fireworks, for drama and dysfunction. But real love is very quiet, very still. It's boring. If seen from the perspective of high drama, love is deep and calm and consistent.
Can I get an amen?
Yes, girl, chef's kiss.
So good. I loved everything about that.
Yeah, I mean, I related to it because mm-hmm. I, you know, have had three toxic, dysfunctional relationships mm-hmm. before, you know, James, like my current relationship now. And it's exactly that. I was so used to like the drama and the craziness and the fighting and the apologies and the craziness. And with James, it's everything is so calm, again, consistent, mm-hmm. very. I don't want to say like that I know what's gonna happen or like what, like I can kind of tell where our relationship is going, but it's just easy.
Yeah,
it's easy, mm-hmm. which
Love,
A plus for that.
Right, for sure.
Like, I'm not worried or having anxiety or need to create a fight to, you know that I love him or that he loves me or that he cares about me. I don't need to hear the sorries, and I don't need the makeup sex, and I don't need all of that for it to be like, oh, this man really cares about me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, we can be sitting on a couch and he could just be on the other side of the couch and we're Gucci.
Yeah. I love that for you. Mm. This quote resonated with me because it's just a reminder that love has its seasons, as all relationships do, and even being single, you always want to have a spark. You kind of chase the spark, and it's a reminder that like a spark is not always going to be there in the relationship. Like, you don't.
Yeah, relationships go through seasons.
Yeah, you don't always have to chase the spark and
the high.
Yeah, and exactly, and the highs, and love is conquering all these seasons together and coming out on top. And I think at the end of the day, love should be the driver of getting through all this. So I love it so much.
Yeah, we tend to forget that like the fireworks is not going to be throughout the entire relationship.
In the beginning,
it should be like that. Like, you should be falling hard. Like, this should feel like the person that you can totally get along with. You have fun with them, and then you go into a season where, okay, now everything's calm. I can sit in the car with him, be in silence, and I can still feel like
he loves you.
Like, love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does not need to be crazy 24/7.
Ruth's advice throughout this whole book was amazing. I would love a Ruth. I remember after this conversation, I texted Liz. I was like, I need a Ruth right now.
Yeah, so if any of you know any good therapist, if you've read the book and it's giving Ruth, please hit up our line, send us a DM, send us her contact info, because we will be contacting her.
Her advice was so perfect for this scene, because he just had found out Kathy cheated on him, and as a friend, and like he said, like, you know, she became my close friend, also therapist, like, told him straight up, like, you need to end it with her, because you're never going to get over this. And
you can tell that he was still dealing with the dysfunction of his family, like, of his past, like, never feeling enough, always feeling, like, shitted on, and he could never win with his dad, so he basically was like, okay, this same situation is going on with Kathy, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get us to a point where we're happy.
Yeah, and I, like, can't lose that, because Kathy's feeling necessary. That boy for him. Yeah. So it was great advice. I love this part. Book, Ruth, any scenes with Ruth. Ruth was, like, just my favorite. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to get into our theories, because as we find out, we're literally doing detective work with Theo. From the beginning,
you're like, oh my god, I felt like Alicia didn't kill her husband from the beginning. I definitely thought that they were pinning it on her, because, like, they're gonna find her just standing there in the house after she shot him, like, nothing. I don't know. It felt way too easy.
Yeah, and I feel like it only became a mystery because she became silent.
Yeah.
And the silence of it all was another main character of the book. It tied into the Greek myth. Yeah.
Alcestis,
the Greek mythology of it all, like how her husband chose his life over hers and pretty much told the guy to kill her over him.
Knowing that she would have done anything. She would have died for him. Like, that was the whole thing. It's like, you know that I would die for you, and you're taking advantage of that. Like, you'd be like, okay, just kill her off so I don't have to die. It was very selfish.
And then she comes back to life and is silent. And Alicia really took that and ran with it. So, it was hard for me to think that it was immediately just Alicia.
No.
Like, it was,
I crossed her off.
Because especially if she became silent afterwards. It's like, if she did it, why would she be quiet about it? Like, obviously. Yeah. I mean, but also depicted her as to being guilty because she stayed quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, my theory? Oh, man. I really thought it was Max, Gabriel's brother, which we find out was adopted. Mm-hmm. So they're not even bloodline. So this is, when they said this, this is why I thought.
Because he was so vicious from the beginning.
So I immediately thought it was Max because, like, okay, I thought Max killed Gabriel because we find out that Max was obsessed with Alicia, wanted her love, and was doing this behind his brother's back. So when I find out that they were in bloodline, I'm like, okay, it makes sense that he can kill his quote-unquote brother so easily and then have Alicia and live a happy life. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was Max at one point. Then we find out Theo was actually involved in this night. And Theo was the guy stalking Alicia, like the guy at her window, the one that everybody thought she was making up. And at one point, I didn't believe
it. We need to talk about that. Hold on. We need to backtrack. How many times did you go back and forth believing that the shadow was real?
So every other page, I believed in, then I didn't. I believed in, then I didn't.
That's exactly. I kept going back from, okay, no, she's crazy. Oh, no, wait, baby. She definitely, like, she doesn't. She's not in a state of mind when like, she's obviously writing these journals. Like, it doesn't seem like she's in distress. It doesn't seem like she's going crazy or that she's making it up. Everything her is pretty much just, like,
sane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think when Barbie comes in, her friend, and is like, no.
She was passionate about this. Yeah.
But even then, the picture wasn't clear enough for you to think that that was actually somebody. But the way that Barbie was like, no, she felt it. She knew that it was real. And when that whole picture thing came up, I was like, nope, that's it. That person is definitely real.
Yeah, real.
Yeah, but I thought, going back, I thought that John Felix had something to do with it. Mm. Because of the way of their little quote-unquote friendship breakup, that he was still so intense with her. Like, how are you going to leave my freaking gallery? Like, how would you do that to me? I'm your best friend. Like, and he was so, like, you can tell he was angry. Like, he was being passive-aggressive about it. Even when he invited her out to a drink, mm-hmm. I thought he was going to poison her.
Okay.
I thought he was going to poison her or he was going to kidnap her. And then, you know, when he doesn't and he's just, like, you know, keep an eye out because mm-hmm. you don't know everything that's going on, just keep an eye out for Gabriel. I was like, wait, maybe not? Yeah. But maybe? And then when it comes up that Gabriel's like, well, it might be John Felix hiding in the woods. And then she starts thinking, I was like, okay, wait, 100% it has to be him. It has to be him now. And then as the book goes on and the whole thing of Theo following Gabriel with a rock in his hand and seeing, you know, right before he's going to smash him over the head, which that was intense.
So
like,
yeah,
his thought process mm-hmm. throughout that situation was intense. So right when he's going to do it, you know, Gabriel ends up walking up to his house and, like, giving the woman a kiss. And him still feeling that rage, I was like, oh, no. He definitely kills Gabriel. Like, from there on out, I was like, Theo did it.
So, yeah, we find out that Theo was there that night. Theo was the one spying on Alicia and Gabriel. So when he describes that moment, he's like, I went through the garden and the door was open. I'm like, this is Alicia's house.
Yeah.
When he said, and that's the day I met Alicia, my mouth was on the floor.
No, jaw.
I'm like, let me throw this book across the room. There's no way.
Guys, at this point, I had messaged Christine and I was like, I fucking knew it. I knew it was him. Like, I'm sending her a voice note. Like, it's so excited that I knew exactly who it was. And little did I know that 15 seconds after that, it was going to be a whole different story.
So at this point in the book, Alicia's telling a story of the night to Theo. Mm-hmm. Pretty much she already has spoken. She's telling Theo what had happened. And
her things weren't making, like, nothing was adding up.
Right. So we find out in her story, Alicia's saying that the guy killed Gabriel. The guy, she doesn't say who. Mm-hmm. The guy that was stalking her killed Gabriel, and that's
it. To see how he would react.
So that's it. That's how it ends. And then Theo knew that it was a lie. And the reason why he knew it was a lie
is because he was the guy.
He was the guy. Theo was the guy. It's just so crazy.
Full circle.
Like, I was stunned. I was like, wait.
And so, how descriptive he was of that night. Yes. Like, you feel like you're standing in that living room watching all of this happen.
So, in my head, I'm like, oh my, I'm connecting all the dots. I'm like, so Gabriel's working late because Kathy. Kathy's working late because of Gabriel. Alicia's seeing things because of Theo. Yes. I was like, oh my God, this is wild. I was literally sweating.
Did you also, like, feel panic?
I was
panicked. When she's like, I hear him.
Yes.
I hear him coming up the
stairs. And the gun scene?
Was like,
we're like in a murder, high murder alert movie here.
No, I was shooketh. I think I sat in my parking lot, like in my parking spot for a good 5 minutes just listening to this scene. I was, oh, how is this happening right now? Like, I feel full panic when she's saying that he's in the house.
Yeah, it was crazy. So then we find out. So at this point we think it's Theo, but no, Alicia actually did kill her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And
But he's the one that made her really realize that Alcestis was a part
of her.
Because
and that's what he painted the picture.
Yeah, he ties them back to back, And he basically puts the gun to Alicia's head and he's like, Gabriel, like, do you love her enough to sacrifice yourself for her?
Yeah, do you want me to, if she says one more word, I'll kill you or I'll kill her. Mm-hmm. And he literally said a word and he's like, okay.
He shoots at the roof.
Yeah.
Making Gabriel think that he shot her.
And Alicia stays quiet.
He puts the gun down. And Theo walks out.
They're alive. They're alive at this point. Both of them are alive.
Everybody's alive at this point. I was in total shock. There's no way he's leaving. Like, he's coming back. He has to come back and pick up that gun.
I was tapping through my Kindle. I was like, oh my God, what's next? What next? Like, it was insane.
He unties her. She grabs the gun. He's in full shock.
That
she's still alive. And that now she knows that he gave zero F's about her.
Mm-hmm. So then she shoots Gabriel.
She goes to town, boy.
And the best line of it was like, well, I killed Gabriel, but Gabriel killed me first. And that was
heart-wrenching.
Like, your husband chose his life over you. And
I mean, granted, like, I would rather not be put in that position.
Right.
When you fully love someone,
you choose them above all. So, like, I don't want to die, but I don't want them to die.
I would have been like, shoot us both. We'll be going to heaven together.
In my head, of course, I went to the crazy girl in my head. I was like, why? You want to stay alive for Kathy?
Christine.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think that. I was like, this man is literally sacrificing her because he thinks she's crazy.
That's true. Damn.
Definitely more logical thought. He was like, I don't want to deal with this baggage. I felt like he was at a point where he was feeling like she was baggage to him. And he was probably like, yeah, no, I'm going to let this chick go. You know, she's done enough damage
as of right now.
And then I'll just run away with Kathy.
Yeah. The runaway with Kathy for sure was going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's where I want more of Kathy's thoughts, because how did she find out that Gabriel died, you know? And like,
and they never address it.
Never.
He never has a conversation with her. Like, why are you down? Because even like towards the end of the book, you're like, okay, she's definitely depressed.
Right.
She's
on a two-word basis. Right. Yeah.
Like, she has no emotion anytime Theo talks to her. And Theo's okay with that.
Yeah.
Sick. Which is the sickest part of it all.
Sick in the head. No, for sure. I mean, we know that his child had a lot to do with his upbringing and the reason why he's a psychotherapist. But no.
Sick.
Crazy. So, would we like to see this as a movie?
Yes.
100%. Absolutely. It has all the parts to be a phenomenal mystery thriller action movie. Like, I feel like it was written with the script already. Like, so good. I would love to see it as a movie.
I would too. I feel like it would be a really, really good movie.
Right, and I'm surprised it hasn't been adapted yet to, like, a movie or a show. Even a show, I think would be good.
We should Google. Because maybe we're just, like,
talking
about it. I
didn't look it up to see,
right,
yeah, if it was. But yeah, I would love to see who would play who. Is it gonna be?
No.
Oh, not yet. Yeah. So anybody wants to hit us up, we can help.
I wouldn't even know who I would cast in this situation.
Me either. No, I don't know.
Oh,
well,
we need
a ginger for Alicia.
The chick from The Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. What's her name? The main girl.
June. I don't know her real name. I know her character name, June.
Definitely. Aleve, I know that she would be Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, that'd be so good. So good. But the only thing we know about Alicia is she's a redhead.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh, which would be really good. The girl from Riverdale, Madeline, she's a redhead. Ooh. Oh, she's a spicy redhead. She'd be good. And she is intoxicating. Like, everybody loves her. She really is that.
Gravitate.
Yeah. Everybody gravitates her. She's definitely main character energy.
Ooh, wait. Ooh, Christian will definitely give me Euphoria. Euphoria. What's his name?
Jacob. Ooh, yeah. That'd be a good one. For sure.
Wait, now we need to... Offline. We'll definitely talk about who we would cast as, because now I'm invested. I'm going to build this whole cast.
I need to know, like, why nobody has made this a movie yet. It's probably in the works.
It needs to be in the works. Like, and I almost never say this. I mean, you know how I feel about that. So, the fact that I want it as a book, like, now I need to write. I need Warner Brothers? Hello? Whomever this may concern, please, do your job.
Well, that was our recap on The Silent Patient. I loved it so much. I hope you guys did too.
We were definitely very passionate about this book.
Clearly. We can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, like, sweating.
Also, when we posted about this book, we got so many messages how everybody was everybody either has read it or was so excited to read it. So I can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts. And that really,
and it was trending on BookTok.
Oh, of course. So, back to the sink time. But yeah, I'm so happy we did this one.
I am too.
Okay, so what's our next episode?
Okay, wait. First of all, we need to talk about our next book, which, duh, it has to be the Colleen Hoover book. It starts with us. Like,
finally, October is here, and it's releasing.
We've only been waiting for this book since we finished It Ends With Us.
Oh, my God.
And it comes out. Guys, if you haven't pre-ordered, do yourself a favor and pre-order that damn book.
October 17th.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So, and then I think we're going to record on the 12th. So we might be launching that episode then on the 14th at like 8 a.m. So stay tuned, guys.
Thank you. Love
you. Love you guys.
Bye.